Shavua Tov, world. So today's daf in Masechet Sanhedrin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Samach. Boy, we're really making progress over here, and we are, I believe, holding still at the very bottom of Nuntet Amud Beit, Rabbi Shimon Omer. It's right at the bottom. We were talking about the various different shitas that added certain things to chiyuvim on Bnei Noach, even though they weren't included in the Sheva Mitzvahs and the Nat Chayav Misa, perhaps, but they are still considered to be chiyuvim. So what were some of those things? We talked about a Goy Shalom Lomitera and things like that. And here, challenges. And here, we want to figure out, where does Rabbi Shimon get that from? So remember, we actually discussed this earlier. We had a mocker that we said put together all of the various dinim, Ov and Yidoni and so on, because it said over there that that was the reason that the Goyim were sent out of Eretz Yisrael, out of Eretz Canaan. So that was a pshat that we had assumed there. Apparently, Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree with that diuk. And because of that, we're looking for a different mocker for the din of Kishuv. So Rabbi Shimon says, it's actually a very interesting thing. It comes from a hekesh, because since the Torah says, Michashefa lo techaye, and then it says, Kol shochevim beima mot yumat, even though those are two separate psukim, but since there are smukim one directly after the other, he holds that that teaches us that kol sheyeshno bichlal kol shochevim beima, yeshno bichlal michashefa lo techaye. So since we know that the goyim are included in the iser of sleeping with animals, we know that from the pasuk that we were dershing Gan Eden itself, that it has to be v'dovak, which is not, v'hayol basar echad, which is not possible with the behema. So therefore, they must be included in this halacha mechashefa lo techaye. Rabbi Elazar adds yet another, and this is, remember, this is all we had in that earlier brisa, that they're also usher on kilayim. Now, where in the world do we get the iser kilayim on goyim from? The Amar Kra et chukotai tishmoru. Fascinating. Chukotai tishmoru behemtcha lo tarbiya kilayim, satcha lo tizra kilayim. When you say et chukotai tishmoru, so you seem to be referring to some extant chuk. Where would there be these chukim? Ah, so it's referring to chukim shechakakti lecha kvar. These are things that you actually knew earlier as Bnei Noach. So it must mean that's what it's referring to. But that doesn't mean things like wearing kilayim. It doesn't mean things like planting kilayim. It doesn't mean things like plowing with kilayim. What it means is actually mixing the genes of kilayim. How do I know that? Because since it says behemtecha lo tarbiya kilayim and satcha lo tizra kilayim, it's comparing the kilayim that we're talking about, behema, to the sadeh. Now, behema, the kilayim that's being referred to over there, is a reference to cross-mating. But cross-mating is genetic gaming. And therefore, planting seeds near each other, that has nothing to do with genetic playing, right? So what it must be referring to over here is to actually ma behemtecha bahar ba'ah. So just like when you're talking about animals, you're talking about cross-mating these animals. Av sadecha bahar kavah. The closest thing that we get to the idea of cross-mating, if it's a issue of plant life, is grafting. But simply planting one seed next to the other, that would not be considered to be the type of kilayim that would be usher for the goyim. Now, even though it ends the pasuk with ubeget kilayim sha'atnez lo ya'ale alecha, but sha'atnez is a different idea. And that, it didn't say anything about as chukim. The most we could say about chukim shechakakti lecha kvar is the first two things. That's a minimum of chukim loshen rabim. And that would refer to behemtecha lo tarbiya and sadecha lo tizra, which we now understand to be dafka, actually mating or grafting. Furthermore, very interesting other diak from here. Just like behemtecha, the idea of mating cross species is Bein Baretz, Bein B'chutz Laretz. Obviously, that's not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, and therefore it would apply anywhere. So the sadecha that we're referring to here from this new way of learning the pasuk, that it's also the closest thing to cross-mating with plants, which would be grafting, it's referring to Bein Baretz, Bein B'chutz Laretz. Which, that's why the Rambam paskins that kilayim of grafting is actually d'oraisa, even in Chutz Laretz. Masha'imken, it's only kiloy hakerem that the Rabbanim were machmeran to answer the Chutz Laretz because of the fact that it's osur ba'anah in Eretz Yisrael. But kiloy Yisroim, there was no gezerah. So what are you saying? Are you saying that every time it talks about chukotai, as if that's a concept that you're supposed to recognize, so it's referring to an earlier concept that you're supposed to recognize? I mean, if that's the case, then we should say that goyim are osur in kol ha-Torah kula. I mean, it says, ushbartem et chukotai v'et mishpatai, asher yaseh otam adam v'chai bahem, ani Hashem. I mean, that's a reference to kol ha-Torah kula. So if there it also means chukim shechachakti v'chakvar, that would mean that kol ha-Torah kula is a chivam b'nei Noach. No, you're missing the whole point. The point over here is that, as opposed to the normal lashon, shmartem chukotai. So shmartem chukotai means the chukim that I just told you. Keep those chukim. But how do you introduce a din by saying et chukotai tishmoru and then tell me what the din is? I never heard these chukim. So if you tell me et chukotai tishmoru, it must mean you remember what I told you. Now I'm going to tell you again. Right? So that means that these chukim existed previously. Chukim de me'ikara tishmaru, those chukim that you already knew about earlier, that is what you have to be sure. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Well, came the next thing we said, that the whole time that we were learning, that we were discussing the din, we used yake yosi et yosi. And only at the very end, we tell the aide, tell us exactly what you heard. But this Yosi Yaka is Yosi. So we said before, and that's going to be based really on the way the sugya comes out over here, that the choice of Yosi is because it's four letters. And we're talking about over here, Hashem ben Arba Yosias. And also that the gematria of it equals Elohim. Therefore, it's a remez to the actual Shem Hashem. So now what Rav Acha bar Yaakov points out is that Eino chayav ad shivorech shem ben arba otiyot lafuke ben shtei otiyot dulo. Okay, so before we learned, you have to be mevorech b'shem ha-miyuchad, which is all of the shem ha-miyuchad, yud, ke, vav, ke, and not just the shem of yud and hey, even though that was actually a chelik of the Shem HaMiyuchad, you might think that that is also a chiyav. Kamash Malan, that no, that's not a chiyav. We're talking about only the full Shem. Now, this is the way that many of the Rishonim learn. But there's an alternative explanation over here, which is that now we're not talking about the Shem that the person is being mevorech. We're talking about the Shem that he's being mevorech with, which is a completely different issue. So if that's the case, that over here we're specifically talking about not the machlokas we had earlier between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim about whether you're mevorech other kinuyim, whether that's also a misa halacha or it's only a lav. That's true. That was what the shame was of your mevorech. But over here, being mevorech, we're talking about here, everybody holds that, of course, you're only chayv in the mitbarech, so that before we were dafka talking about the shame that you're using to be mevorech. And here we're talking about that the shame that you're actual are mevorech, that Rabbi Meir, and there's no machlokas at all between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim about that. The shaila was, what is the shame Hamit Barech? And the reason for this, very interestingly, is because there's two different languages. One is the Nokev Shem Hashem, right? And then that was the marker for the shame that is Mit Barech. And then how did we learn that you have to use a shame to be Mivarech from the end of the Pasuk? where it says b'nokvo shem yumad, but it doesn't say b'nokvo shem Hashem, right? So because of that, there's a difference between the mitparech and the mevarech. So earlier when we were analyzing what is included between the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir, that was because of the pasuk of nokev shem, but not the nokev shem Hashem, which is the opening of the pasuk. Okay? And it's a very, very easy way to separate the two sugyas. Yeah? Okay, it doesn't matter.
I couldn't translate it into what is the situation.
The Shem HaMitbarech is the Shem that is being Bevurach. The Shem HaMivarech is the Shem you're using to be Mevarech it with. And we had two separate psukim. We had B'nokvo Shem Yumat, tells me I have to use a Shem to be Mevarech another Shem. And Nokev Shem Hashem is the Shem that is being Mevurach, right? No, the opposite. The opposite.
Because the four opposite structure, because the four letter one is the Yossi one. The Shem, the Arbeosis is the one that's...
No. Not because of that. That's why, that's the reason that when you talk about Yossi. I'm not sure what is confusing you. Maybe afterwards you'll be able to give them. Okay, well, that's the ultimate confusion. All right, look, maybe others are confused. We'll try one more time. Yossi represents Yudke Vovke, because it's four letters, we're saying. And that means that someone is going to be Mevorech that shame. What is the shame that you're using to be Mevorech that shame? That is a machlokas that we had earlier between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, if any shame is included, or other shemas will just be b'chayev you with a lav, and not b'misa. But that's because when the end of the pasuk, that is the makor of the din that you need to utilize a shem to be mevorech with, there it doesn't say shem Hashem. It just says b'nokvo shem yumat. And the first part of the pasuk says nokev shem Hashem. That's referring clearly to the shem yud kev vavke, and therefore everybody would agree. That would be this shita that holds the two sugyas are not the same. Yes. Yeah. So isn't this pashut? I mean, the Gemara says, didn't the Mishnah say Yaka Yossi et Yossi? Yossi is four letters, whereas the Shem Yud Hei is not four letters. So how could that be the represented by the Shem Yossi? If I just said Yossi, I would have thought it's just, just saying use some kind of substitution. It wasn't Bedavka Yossi. I mean, he could have said Alfred Hitchcock for that matter. It was just talking about using a word. So therefore, he comes to tell us, no, it means exactly. Yossi was used specifically for the purpose of telling you that it's Dafka four letters. Others say another issue about the Yossi. You see from here that the shame ben arba otiot is also considered to be the shame. Because when we said the shame amiyuchad before, oftentimes that word, the shame amiyuchad, is used for the shame of 42 osios, the shem ben men beis. That was the shame that was taught once every 7 years to the Talmidim HaMiuchadim. That was the shame that was used in the Beis HaMikdash and when the Kohanim would be Mevorech. I mean, so that's oftentimes the way that we use that. But since over here we talk about the difference of a shame ben arba otiot as opposed to a shame ben shtei otiot, then obviously it means that the shame HaMiuchad in this context is also the shame Yudke Vovke. Isn't that Pashut? I mean, Yossi is four letters, right? Yaka Yossi et Yossi Tanan, so I know that. Again, I wouldn't have thought that Yossi is Bedavka four letters. I would have thought that we could have, it's just a little bit unwieldy to make up one of these words to use as the Shem Hashem that you would only find in, what's the name of that lady that does the magical cleanups? There you go. So to say 42 osios, to say 42 osios would be a little bit difficult. Do you know that that is 42 osios? That's that name.
Here's the Ankusa I saw to the drive-in.
Wonderful. Okay, so therefore, Carlson's coming to tell us that no, Yossi, very good, Barnea. I didn't think anyone was going to come up with that. So, Kamash Malan, that actually Yossi means four letters particularly. After that, it says that when they finish the diyun, so then they tell the older Merchoshev of the Edim, okay, we need to hear exactly word for word what you heard. So in other words, we can't paskin on the basis of you saying Yossi, Yaka Yossi is Yossi, and then explaining that Yossi, by that I mean the Shem Hashem, that's not Edus. And then it says that the Dayanim are Oimdim al Ragleim, and they're Kerin Bigdeim, and you can never, Ein Ma'achim, they're never allowed to sew it back up again. So how do you know that you're supposed to be Oimdim? Where does it say that? Om Rabbi Yitzchak Barami. Look, at the Omar Crow, we see that even by Eglon, Melech Moab, when Ehud came, who wanted to murder him, so he said to him, So Ehud says to the Melech of Moab, to Eglon, Dvar Elohim li'elecha. I have something from Elohim. And at that moment, Eglon stands up immediately. So, I mean, isn't it a kavachomer? If Eglon Melech Moab, he is a Nochri, and he doesn't know anything about the Shem Yudke Vavke, Ehud told him, I have words from Elohim. That's all that he heard. And Afal Pikein, in honor of that, and out of the sense of Pachad and Chashivas that he had, that Elohim was saying something to him. So he was Eimed. So Yisrael, who actually is listening to Shem HaMeforash over here, so Achat Kama Vekama, that he has to stand up. So if the Edom are going to be maskir, that Shem, in a way that is Ma'ir Pachad, at listening to such a thing happening, of course they have to stand up. And how do you know you have to tear Bekotim? Tichtiv. Vayavo El Yakim Ben Chilkia Vishevna HaSofer Vioach Ben HaSaf HaMaskir El Chizkiyo Kru Evegadim. So this happened after Rav Sheka was sent by at the time by Ashur. It's not clear exactly who it was that was responsible for sending him. It was directly from the Melech, but anyway, Mashba from later on that it was actually part just of the local psychological attack, so that we can actually blame Sancheret. But anyway, he...
It was saved from Sancheret.
What? I can't hear.
Was it saved from...
Yes, yeah, for sure. The question is where the tzivoy of the actual cherupa comes, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu afterwards says that, and you were sent to be Becharef, Elohim Chayim, and so on. It doesn't say anywhere Beferish in the Pasuk that there was a Gedifa. We don't hear a Gedifa in the Pasuk, but we hear ridiculous things that are essentially a Cherpa. You know, what's he going to do for you? How's he going to save you? Nobody's been able, none of the gods have been able to do anything about this invasion, and so on. So it's not clear whether that itself is considered to be cherpa enough that it has a din. It certainly is not going to be b'chai of you in terms of Yaki Yossi or Yossi. So it could be we're just being medayik the pasuk that says that it's l'charef Elohim Chaim. But anyway, so when they said over the words of Rav Sheka, so it says right here that they actually had torn their clothes, because when they come to repeat it to Chizkiyahu, they're begun and return. And how do you know that Loma Achin, that you can never sew them back up? Minolon, Amar Rabbi Abo, because we learn out the word Kriya here from the word Kriya by Elio and Elisha. K'tiv hacha kruei begadim b'chizkiyo, and by the story of Elisha ro'e, v'umitzaek, avi, avi, rechav Yisrael, farashav, velora avod, it says that Elisha grabbed his clothes, v'yachasek b'begadav, v'yikra'im l'shnayim kra'im. Now, let me ask you something. If it says over here he took his clothes and tore them into two, it's rather clear that they're torn, isn't it? So why does it have to say he tore them into two tears if they're obviously they're torn? Samatam l'makra'im. That tells me they are defined from this point forward forever. They are kira'im. In other words, they can never be sewn up again. That's what you see. Kufa from here. Tana Rabbana. Echad ha-shomea, ve'echad shomea mipi shomea. Doesn't matter whether you hear the actual harifa or whether you hear someone else who heard it and he says it over to you. You would still be chayev to be korea. That's clear in the Mishnah, right? Because the Mishnah says, even though they're only hearing what somebody else said, they're certainly not saying chas v'chalila, an actual Birchas Hashem at the time, but the fact that they are repeating what it is that someone had said that was a Birchas Hashem is a raya that if you hear it from someone, so then you would still be chayev to be korea. However, the edim are not chayev likra. Why? Shekvar kor'u b'sha'a sheshamu. Since they had already torn their begadim before, they're not mechuyev to tear their begadim on the same actual bracha. Well, it's not the same. Right now, the words are coming out of their mouth again. So why isn't this like a new event? And therefore, they should also be chayev to be korea. So why does it say not? Not possible. Because in the pasuk, it says not like that. Because it says at that, the same story, after they came and told Chizkiyo, it says, Vayikishmoa, Amelech Chizkiyo, Vayikrat Begadav. So that means it was only Amelech Chizkiyo. He was the one who tore his clothing. Why doesn't it say that they all tore their clothing? So it's clear that Haim lo koru. Why? Because they already had their begadim kruim from before when they heard it from Rav Sheikah. So you see from here that when you hear it repeated again, that you don't do kriya. Amr Rav Yehuda Mishmu, Hashomea azkara mipi avik kuchavim, eno chayav likra. If you hear a goy that is saying over a type of charpa like this, there is no chiyav of kriya. What? Rav Sheikah, the whole raya was from Rav Sheikah. Rav Sheikah was actually Jewish. What do you think? So where do they get somebody who speaks perfect Hebrew and who speaks perfect Aramaic? Yeah, of course. He was Yisrael Mumer. V'yomer of Yoram Shmuel, ain't korin ela al shem amyuchad bilvad, as opposed, afuke kinuit, dilo. So that means that besides the din, we had in terms of the Chiyav Misa, the din of Kriya is also only where it's on the Shema Miyuchad. And that means this that Rav Yehuda said over here, both of the things that he said, B'Shem Shmuel, which is, first of all, that you're not Chayav for Kriya by a Goy, if a Goy says it, and furthermore, that's only if it's the Shema Miyuchad, both of these things argue with Rabbi Chiyah. Because plig de Rabbi Chiyah b'tarvayu, de omer Rabbi Chiyah, ha-shomea askara b'zman hazeh, eno chayev likro. Bizman hazeh, where there's no besta. That is man ish achiyev misa. So if you hear something like this, bizman hazeh, you do not have to do kriya. Why? Because imata omer kei. If you don't understand what I'm saying as being correct, nitmalei kol ha-beged krayim. Everybody's clothing, all of clothing that everybody wears would be torn to shreds. What? That's exactly, you say what? I'll show you. That's the reason that I say that Rav Chiyah clearly disagrees with what we said. Because who do you think he's referring to? From Jews? Mipakiriku le'ai, what you believe, that Jews today would be cursing Rachmana Litzlan at a regular basis, and therefore everybody's clothes would be torn to shreds. I mean, I never heard of such a thing. Jews are so mufka that they actually would be mevorach Hashem casually. So Elapshita Rav Chiyah is clearly referring to Oved Kechavim. Okay? So first of all, that's clear that if it wouldn't be for the fact that it's complete hefker, he holds that you would have to be korea even though it's a goy, right? Furthermore, what name do you think the goy was using? But he knows the Shem Hashem. Ishema Myuchad Migmire. They don't use that shame. Elalav Bekinoi. It's the guy says something about God damn something, and he uses it. That's akinoi, the word God. Translations of Shemes are considered to be kinuyim. So elolav bekinui. So you see that it's dafka because bizban hazeh, as I explained. Therefore, you're not, because it's ridiculous to tear your clothing in this way, because that makes the entire thing even more mufker. So because of that, but if it would have been in the normal times, miikara, the chiyav originally was miikara, you would have been chayav according to Rabbi Chiya, even though it wasn't using the Shem Hashem, because they don't know it, and even though it was a goy, shma mina, that he argues on both of the inyanim that we said before. Okay, then the next aid, instead of repeating again the gituv, all he has to say is, af ani kamo. I heard the same thing. It's exactly what I heard. Om Reish Lakish. So you see from here that when you have a case, and the second aide did not say precisely what happened, he just said, af ani kamo. Apparently that's enough, even in Dinei Nefashos. Because that's what's going on over here. So kosher b'dinei momedos u'b'dinei nefashos. So you don't have to say the entire thing the way that the first aid did. So why do we make actually each aid normally? Why do we make each aid say exactly, and then we check them out against each other? That must be a mila derabbana. But midoraisa, you don't have to. And since over here, the Rabbanim did not want to be mechayev you to say again, chas v'chalila, the birchas Hashem, so the Rabbanim kept it on the deraisa. Because if Lamaisa, it's a halacha midiraisa, that both aidim have to say precisely, so how could they let the second aid off to avoid an additional giduv? So we're going to kill a person in order to avoid having the aid say what he did? How can we kill him? So halacha bishum de lo efshar, because it's so inappropriate, so we're going to kill someone? Katlin and the gavra against halacha. So therefore, it's clear that midoraisa, that's always kosher. Furthermore, when the Mishnah says that if there's a third witness, so he also can say, I also heard that. Ani afani kamo. This Mishnah is going clearly stoma aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Because remember, Rabbi Akiva is the one who says that three eidim have exactly the same din as two eidim. And just like by two eidim, everything has to apply to both of them. So in order for them to be eidim zomimi, has to be a zomima that affects both. The same thing is true about three eidim, in which case it gives the exact same halacha that the eidus has to be an eidus shata yachola hazima if there are three people. And that means, otherwise, what do we care? Forget about the third one. Let's tell the third one, listen, we don't want to involve you. You don't involve more people in saying over Birchas Hashem. So it must be, this is Aliba Rabbi Akiva. We have no choice. If three witnesses actually witnessed, then that means that we actually have to hear and be bedek all three witnesses. Now, we mentioned earlier Alfred Hitchcock, which brings us to our very special cameo performance by the one and only.
Was I online there?
Yes, you were excellent. Wonderful. Okay. You may even win an Oscar. Ha'oved avodat kochavim. Next thing that we had, we're listing the niskolim. So we talked about Gedifa. We move on to Avodah Zarah. Now, it doesn't matter whether you do Avodah or whether you do a Shmita of a Korban to the Avodah Zarah, or you bring a Mekater, you put it on a Mizbeach, or Minaseh, you pour out wine, or you bow down to it, or even if you just are mekabelit as a god and you say, you are my god. But if you do things like megafev. So let's say you hug the Avodah Zarah, or you kiss the Avodah Zarah to show the great appreciation for all this wonderful Avodah Zarah has done for you, or you mechabed, so that you sweep the floor, or you merabed, you sprinkle the floor of the church, or merachetz, you clean off the Avodah Zarah, or you put oil on the Avodah Zarah, or you put clothes on the Avodah Zarah, or you patruz on the Avodah Zarah. Those are isurim, as we'll see, but there's no chiyav of misa for any of those at all. So that means that you're chayav malchus, but you're not chayav skila. Now, it's not clear what was meant by those first words. If you're oved, whether you're oved or whether you're mizabeach, I thought the mizabeach is the aveda. So the Gemara will clarify that it means echad oved, the way that the Avodah Zarah is normally worshipped. So whatever that normal worship is, even though it doesn't make sense to worship it by bringing a carbon or something, but there's an alternative if you worship it in a normal way, or if you bring a korban, or you do a nisuch, and so on. That's the way the Gemara will end up explaining the Mishnah. Furthermore, if you take a neder in the name of an Avodah Zarah, and you're actually mikayim bishmo, what you do is you make a shvua that I'm going to do this by the name of whatever this Avodah Zarah is, over belota aseh, there too, you're going to be over, not on Aveda, but for shame Elohim Achirim Lotaskilu. So that, in fact, is also an Isser, but it's not considered to be a Chiyav Misa. Hapo'er atzmo lebal po'or, zohi avodata. Hazorek even lemerkulis, zohi avodata. There are also things that are considered to be an Aveda that are not acts of Kavod at all, but that seem to be acts of zilzo for the Avodah Zarah. So if somebody defecates in front of Baal Peor or throws stones at Merkulis, I mean, that's a sign you would think that I'm being mevazi you. But since that is the way that the Avodah is done, it is itself a chiev, as we said before, of ha'oved. And the Gemara is about to explain that. What do you mean in the Mishnah when you say whether you're oved? Everything that we listed was oved. Amr b'Yirmiyah, no. The Mishnah is saying, echad oved, meaning kidarka. So in other words, you do the avoda meant for this idol, or even if it's not kidarka, if you actually do shchita for it, or you put on the mizbeach, mekater, or you pour out wine, which we'll see includes also Zrikas Adam, or whether you bow down to it, even though these are very not at all the way that people treat this Avodah Zarah, nonetheless, afilo shelo kedarka, you'd be chayev. But why, how come we don't mention Zrikas Adam? I mean, we seem to be talking about, and in the end, we are actually going to learn it from a pasuk, that anything that was done in the Beis HaMikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all those things are considered to be usher for the Avodah Zarah. Now, obviously, Zrikas Adam was very fundamentally important. That was the whole kapora of a korban. So how could we leave out Zrikas Adam and not mention it as one of the Avodais? Amar Abaye, it is mentioned, but it doesn't need a separate mention, because minasech does not only mean pouring out wine. Minasech means pouring out anything, and even blood, because I'll show you. Tichtiv, bal asich niskehem midam. So it's the beautiful posik in Tehillim, where David HaMelech is saying, Yirbu atzveisam acher miharu bal asich niskehem midam ubal asach botam asfatai. So he's talking about the things that I would never dream of. And one of them is to pour out dam. Pour out dam? You don't really pour out dam, do you? That's the Zrikas Adam. Okay, so where do we get this from? Not immediately. How do we know that no matter what the derech of the Avodah is, you would be chayev on these special four things that we mentioned in the Mishnah, which, in short, even though when we spell them out, they include separately Zrika, but it would include Zvicha, Kitur, Nisuch, and Ishtachavoya. So those would be the four things that you would be chayev for. How do we know that, Bechlal? The Tana Rabbana. So it says in the Pasuk, Zoveach l'Elohim yochoram bilti l'Hashem levado. So anyone who actually does a shechita for the gods is going to be crushed unless it's to Hashem. So now, let's say it would have just said over here, Zoveach yochoram. So I could have thought that that would be Zoveach kochim b'chutz ha-katuv medaber. Somebody who shechs something outside of the Beis HaMikdash would be chayev misa. We're going to ask, how is that possible? It says v'nichrasa. Fine, we'll talk about that later. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, zoveach l'Elohim, talking about to the gods, zoveach l'avodat kochavim ha-katuv medaber. So you might think, ein li ela b'zoveach. So this would only be chal on zvicha. How do we know to include other things that are done in the Beis HaMikdash? Mekater, minaseh. How do we know that that's included? Ah, because since it says, bilti l'Hashem levado, it's saying all of the things that we're talking about here, rikin havodot kulam l'shem hamiyuchat. Everything that is done in the Beis HaMikdash, remember, has to be done dafke for the Shem HaMiyuchad. This is an important thing to recall, that you're never zoveach to any other Shem. The Kavona always has to be the Shem HaShem. As a matter of fact, that was the chet, according to some, of Nadav Avil, that they were mechaven, that they were going to be mekater to the Midas HaDin. And all of the Kavanah in the Beis HaMikdash has to be to the Shem HaMiyuchad. So this tells us that's bilti l'Hashem levado. So anything that is normally done in the Beis HaMikdash or Shem HaMiyuchad is included.
What is the translation of
Hebrew? Rikan means that the entire thing is like poured out on this one thing. Like lahorik. It's all poured out, bottom line is what it's saying. So that whatever it is that you're doing, all those things are included. Now, this is a very important Gavi rule, so that before he starts his engine, oh my gosh, he's already started his engine. All right, so then he's got to remember to make sure to write down, kol davar shaya bichlal v'yatza min haklal l'lamed, lo l'lamed, Alatzmoyatza elalamed ala klaukuloyatza. A very famous klau. Okay. Are you shaking your head? Because you'll remember you're shaking your head. I already did that 10 times. I'm not sure. But in any. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's already there. Okay. So this wonderful rule of the Midah Shater Nidresh Espehem tells us that whenever you have a set of items and you mention one out of that set separately, that is a teaching about the entire set. And that particular thing was not yotze to tell you a din about itself. It was yotze to tell you a din about the entire set together. So therefore, this is an example of what we're saying. Because basically, we said that anything that you do is going to be Yochoram, regain all of the Avedes Kulam, L'Shem HaMiyuchad, because of the Bilti L'Hashem Levado. So then why did you mention Zoveach L'Elohim? Ah, so since the Zvicha was mentioned specifically, it's to tell me, Lidain Ba'Avedes Pnim, but it's coming to tell me that anything that you do, even if it's not Derech Avedasei, is going to be included, which means that it's not only Zvicha, but it would be including the various issues that you would normally do, which is a little bit of a problem, because as Rashi points out, you also do Holocha, you also do Kabbalah, those are considered to be Avedas in the Beis HaMikdash, and we never talk about them in terms of Avedas Zara. So as Rashi says, first we need to see that this is a thing that is done at all for Avodah Zarah. We never even see anywhere that Avodah Zarah, forget about the Isra of Avodah Zarah. We never saw that it is something that is viewed as a type of service at all. So if it isn't a type of service vis-a-vis an Avodah Zarah, we're not going to add it. It has to first actually be a service. So how do we know to include Ishtachavoya? Because Ishtachavoya is not something that you do in the Beis HaMikdash as an Avodas Pnim. So where does it say Ishtachavoya? Remember that one of the four in the Mishnah is bowing down. That any Avodah Zarah that you bow down to, you would be chayev. Talmud Lomar, Vayelech Vayavod Elohim Acherim Vayishtachavu Lahem. So that means that when we're talking about Avodah, it is in terms of Ishtachavoya. It says, L'shemesh, L'yareach, L'chok Tzra Shamayim, Asherlot Tziviti. And then what does it say right after that? It says, Votseta Taish Ahu, take them out, and O etaishahi, Ashrasu etadavara rahazel sharecha, etaish, etaishos, kaltem bavanivametu. So very clearly, it's adding also over here, Vishtachavolehem, uskaltem bavanim. Okay. I mean, I see that the Torah says that you have to give an onash. But where does it say not to bow down? Remember, you need an azara before you can carry out an onesh. Oh, that's a posik. Ki lo tishtachaveh le'el acher is a beferish a posik. And that is in the context of Yishar Melecha, Pentinakesh achareyem, and so on, Pentidrosh le'eloheyem, and the Lemor, Eicha yavdu, aguyim eilet eloheyem, esechen gamoni, all of that speaks about specifically in the issues of the normal Aveda, and in that case, it's actually extending by adding to the Lo Tishtachaveh Lahem is adding a general Isser of Ishtachavoya. Fine. So Ki Lo Tishtachaveh itself then would be one of the Isserim. Yashem, Kanashba, El Kanahu, and so on. Yochot, Shani Marbe, Hamigafev, Aminashek, Haman Yilts. And you might think, if that's the case, that you would also say that somebody who shows a tremendous love and respect, maybe the meaning of Ishtachavoya is basically the way we should say anything like Ishtachavoya, which means I'm showing how much I believe and respect and consider to be so important this God. So I bow down. But it's the same thing if I'll hug it, I'll kiss it, I'll clean it, I'll put on the shoes, well, all the things I mentioned before. So in order to avoid that, it says Zoveach. Don't think that it's anything at all. Zvicha b'chalaita. And why was it Yotze? That language is always the language that is used for utilizing that klal. Dover shahaya b'chal v'yotze min haklal. So we say, wasn't Zvicha in that klal? So why would it have to be mentioned again? It was Yotze min haklal. So why was it Yotze min haklal? If Ishtachavoya was meant to be the way to define anything that is respectful. So why would I need to mention Zvicha? It was included in anything that's respectful. It's to bring a carbon for it and shecht a carbon in its honor. So lama yatza, that's good for the point. It was lahakish alea v'lomar lecha ma zvicha miuchetet sheavodat pnim. Only Zvicha, which was Yotze Lelamed. What is it being Yotze Lelamed? Just like it's Milchedet and it's done inside the Beis HaMikdash, and that you're Chayav Misa for. Av kol she'avodas pnim v'chayovim alav Misa. Even if that's not derech avodasa. Yishtachavo, you're right. But that Ishtachavo is a specific halacha, and it's not meant to define the entire klal, and it's giving us a very special din, that this act of Ishtachavo, specifically as Ishtachavo, is the din only of Ishtachavo. But the Zvicha, that becomes the model for the whole thing, because it was Yotze Lidon al HaKlal Kulo. Okay, and this is, actually, Rav Meir Simcha points out that this is makes a lot of sense, because all of the other things that we're talking about over here are not things that can be done for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't be Menashek, you can't be Megafev, you can't be putting on clothes, you get none of those things. So therefore, to say that they are essentially an act of Kavod Shtahavoya is not true, because they don't have any application to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Basha Enkein, Hishtachavoya does not have an object that you're acting upon. So if you just do Hishtachavoya, it could be a sign of bowing to existence. You bow to the incredible fact that there is. Okay, so if that's true, then you could do that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Hishtachavoya makes sense, says Rav Meir Simcha, that it would be a very special klal and would not be included or be a model for all of these other things. Now, you said before something that I didn't understand. You said if it would have just said Zoveach, and it wouldn't have said Zoveach L'Elohim, I would have thought it meant Shchitas Chutz. Zoveach Kotcher B'Chutz HaKosu Medaber. But how could I ever have thought such a weird thing? Doesn't it say Beferish over there that you're Chayev Kores? Mashenken, over here it says Yechoram. Yechoram means that you're going to be killed. You're going to be crushed. So how could you think that it was referring to something that we know is a Chayev of Kores? No, I would have thought, look, just because it's Chayev Kores doesn't mean it can't also be Chayev Yechoram. I would have thought the deal is like this. If the guy got Hatra'ah, so then he's Chayev Yechoram. And if he didn't get Hatra'ah, so the Torah is telling you, he's still going to get Kores. That's why we need, by adding the words Zoveach Le'Elohim, Tavka Le'Elohim, Kamash Balan, that this is not Nogea bringing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside of Beit HaMikdash. Omele Rav Barav Chana Labaya, I have a very fundamental question about this whole thing. It's totally arbitrary. First, you decided that Zvicha is the thing that's Yotze Min HaKlal, and then when it said Ishtachava, that Ishtachava must mean only and uniquely Ishtachava. Why not say the opposite? Why not start off by saying that Ishtachava is the Yotze Min HaKlal, and that explains why you would be including anything similar to Ishtachava, and Zvicha is coming for something else? Well, what would it be coming for? So you'll ask me if Ishtachavoya is the model. I mean, for heaven's sakes, that's such a broad model. It includes anything and everything. So why would you mention at all the Zavicha if you've already talked about Ishtachavoya? No. I will tell you a brilliant answer. Absolutely stunning. You're going to love this one. Because the din of Zvicha is that you could be mechashev mi'avodah la'avodah, right? So in other words, let's say that you shechted something with a completely normal shechita, but you had it in mind that when you shecht, you're going to do the zrikas hadam tomorrow, right? So what would be the din? It would become pigel. So that means that even though you didn't have any bad intentions when it came to the shechita, the act of shechita, but the very fact that your ultimate intent in one of the other Avedas would be for something that was Shelo Bizmano, you would be Chayev. Ah, so now, that's what it's coming to tell me. What happens if somebody would do Shechita, and he would have in mind that he's doing the Shechita not for Avodah Zarah, not in honor of an Avodah Zarah, but the animal that he shechts, he's going to bring as a carbon to Avodah Zarah. How about that? So I need Zvicha to teach me that you're mechashvi mi'avodah la'avodah. D'itbar. If you were shochet behema as a normal shechita, but you had in mind that you're going to do the zrika for Avodah Zarah, or you're going to do the haktor of the chelev on the mizbeach for Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, then the animal becomes usher. Why? Because it's basically, even if you never actually brought it to Avodah Zarah, at that moment, it becomes a shechita, the equivalent of shechita for Avodah Zarah, because it's like pigul. Same way that pigul becomes usur. The moment that I do the shechita in order to bring the carbon at the wrong time, or in order to be zarek the dam at the wrong time, it immediately becomes usur. Here too, the animal immediately becomes usur as takrovas Avodah Zarah. Whereas Reish Lakish amar muteret. So Reish Lakish holds we don't learn bechashmi mi'aveda la'aveda out of the Beis HaMikdash. So that would be a beautiful way for us to actually explain that we should start in the other direction. Start with Ishtachavoya, make that the remez to all of the things, which would include everything, and then say, so why does it say Zvicha? It says Zvicha to tell me this new halacha that mechashrim mi'aveda le'aveda. So I would say like this. So enichal Rabbi Yochanan. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the pasuk that says Zvicha, obviously, if Rabbi Yochanan learns out the din from Pigul, that mechashrim mi'aveda le'aveda, he doesn't need a special pasuk about Zvicha to teach me that, because he knows it from the din of Pigul itself. Why does he need Zvicha? But according to Reish Lakish actually would have to explain why don't we say that Zvicha was mentioned as a Yotze min haklal to add Bechashu mi'aveda la'aveda. Huh? Amazing. I don't know how far we should go. if you could stay, manage to get to sleep tonight after hearing an amazing question like this, and you think you'll still get to sleep, I'm willing to stop. But if it's going to cost everybody a night of sleep, it probably would be good to go further. All right, I'll let you go. Okay, everyone. Hinei El Yeshua Si Eftach V'lo Efchad. We should be Zerchet to Besuras Toives, Yeshuas V'Nechamais. And looking forward to seeing you Bezrat Hashem tomorrow and leaving you right at the edge of your seat so that the first thing you think about in the morning when you get up is, wow, I can't wait to hear the continuation of this brilliant sugya. Remember, this is just to let it churn in your brain overnight. If we have two possibilities for a dover that was yotzim and haklal lamid al haklal kulay, either the yishtachavoya was the dover yotzim and haklal, or the zvicha was the yotzim and haklal, then what made us decide that first we'll define the entire set by zvicha, and then we'll say, well, so obviously yishtachavoya couldn't be adding megafif menasher, and therefore it's only yishtachavoya and nothing else. Start at the other end. Say yishtachavoya is a model for all types of kavod that you might give for an Avodah Zarah, and the reason that it says Zvicha is in order to tell me mechashvi mi'aveda la'aveda if you don't believe that you can learn out of Pigul. That's where we're up to right now. Okay, taking that, putting that in your pipe and smoking it, and maybe you should ask Mika not to get out of the room, Richie, because it's going to smell really, really bad. But if you take that, put that in your pipe and smoke it, then by tomorrow morning, we should be ready. Go to everyone. Wonderful to be with you.